Ever since a group of property owners tried to block the casino with a lawsuit, tribal advocates have kept a close eye on this case because their attorney, Don Mitchell, challenged the Native Village of Aklutna's status as a federally recognized tribe.
Congress has never allowed a middle-ranking employee of the Interior Department to just wave a magic wand and create 200 Indian tribes, either in Alaska or any other place.
Mitchell is referring to Ada Deer, who was Assistant Interior Secretary in the Bill Clinton administration. In 1993, she included Aklutna in a list of Alaska tribes on the Federal Register to eliminate any doubt that they have the same status as other tribes in the United States. Numerous court cases have tried and failed to invalidate Deer's decision. Last month, U.S. District Judge James Robart stood by those cases and ruled that the Aklutna lawsuit should be dismissed in equity and good conscience. Tribal legal experts like Michelle Demmert applauded the ruling, but says cases like this one consume time, energy, and precious dollars.
Time and time again, the law is clear in these areas that continue to be challenged. If the argument was that the Aklutna tribe is not a tribe, you know, there's legal precedent, there's federal law that says they are.
In a statement, Aaron Leggett, the president of the Native Village of Aklutna, called the ruling a significant step forward because it affirmed an important principle to the tribe that its rights are firmly rooted in the land. The tribe does face another lawsuit, this one brought on by the Alaska Attorney General. It also aims to shut down the casino. I'm Rhonda McBride.